This is The Playbook with Satyar Shah and John Jang on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
Right now, one storyline locally here. The Vancouver Whitecaps getting set to play the second leg of the Canadian Championship in Toronto against Toronto tomorrow night. Joining us now to talk about that and the season that's been so far, it is Kai Kamara, star forward for the Vancouver Whitecaps. Good morning and good afternoon to you, Kai. Thanks for joining us today.
Yes, as you said, good morning and good afternoon.
Yeah, because I know
what time zone I'm in. Right
exactly.
Now,
but, you're a little bit ahead in the future, so that's sort of neat. But Kai, well, let's get right to it. A big game for you guys tomorrow night, a chance to win the Canadian Championship. And even though the game this past Wednesday at home didn't finish the way that we had hoped for because of a mistake own goal, how encouraged were you by the performance of your team against Toronto in the first leg?
Very much, because it was in the game that, you know, ended up as we lost. It's a good effort. We went down a man down and, you know, coming in and playing a whole half and really being focused and, you know, coming out with a result was really good for us. And we wanted to put ourselves in a position to give ourselves a chance in the second game, you know, coming here in Toronto to make sure that, yes, we, you know, we did have a chance to win the title. And that's the focus that we brought in here with everyone, part of the players, you know, coming in here, and, you know, we're ready for it. You know, it's a challenge. It's not going to be easy. Toronto, obviously, the league champion from last year, you know, slow start for them this year, but we definitely know what they can provide. And for us, you know, we're focused and we want this.
You know, Kai, you could look at last week's games, whether it was that first leg at home against TFC or even your most recent outing in Portland in a key regular season matchup with the Timbers. You could have that either must win or can't lose mentality going into those games. It's a much different case tomorrow, isn't it? You have to have that winning attitude and must win attitude going in, because if you don't, then there's no hardware to collect.
Yeah, no, not at all. And that's the stuff about it. We have to, you know, it's a final, and that's the approach that we, you know, we're taking to it. We're not going to hold back, but at the same time, we're not just going to go gung-ho in the first, you know, 20 minutes of the game and then lose it in the first, you know, 20 minutes of the game. We have to be patient because goals will come, which we know we need goals. But then again, if it has to go to extra time, then, you know, we take it to extra time and we continue to play with them to extra time. But, you know, we have to respect that the atmosphere that we're going to get tomorrow at, you know, BMO Field, it's going to be, you know, different, and they're going to be ready for it, and we're away, but we've done really well playing away games, and that's the momentum that we want to take into this one.
Whitecaps striker Kai Kamara joining us here on the Playbook on Sportsnet 650. Joey Kenward, John Jang. You mentioned the goals will come. The goals have been coming for you in abundance lately. You've scored in back-to-back matches. You've been able to really kick it into high gear into the second half where it counts the most. How impressed are you with how things have been going, not just the last few weeks, but on the season as a whole here, your first in Vancouver?
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm loving my time in Vancouver. It's been really great. And I know, you know, when the coach, you know, Rob talked to me before about bringing me over, you know, that's what he was looking for, a goal scorer. And I wish I have 15 to 20 goals at the moment, but, you know, it hasn't worked out that way. But at the same time, you know, I love the guys around me. I love to see, you know, most of the players are achieving, you know, really good things, you know, like, you know, being around a player like Kendall, knowing that's my captain and playing in the World Cup, it's amazing, you know, being around, you know, somebody like Alphonso Davies and knowing the fact that, you know, he's gotten, you know, bigger and better things that's going to happen for him at the end of the season. The environment that I'm in, you know, training facility, and, I mean, the city of Vancouver, it's just, everything has just worked out perfectly, and, you know, I'm looking forward to doing more for this team.
Yeah, you've been a very good fit here for the Whitecaps, especially on set pieces where they like to attack. And Kai, you mentioned Alphonso Davies, and he's been the biggest story for your team all year long, especially with, of course, the record-breaking transfer to Bayern. Talk to us a little bit about just the leadership role that you've played with the young Davies and some of the things that you try and teach him away from the game, away from the field, where he's still learning to become an adult, you know, a professional adult and someone who's still taking it day by day, it seems.
Yeah, no, seriously. A funny story, actually. Right now, we had breakfast, and he had three little boxes of. I called them Cocoa Puff. He's like, no, these are Corn Puffs. And I was like, oh, man. That was the last time I saw one of those things before. But he's a kid, and he embraces being a kid. And to me, I wish, you know, I was a professional soccer player at, you know, at that age. But the fact that I wasn't, you know, then I get to tell him things that, you know, he has to look forward to and expect, you know, being a professional soccer player. And, you know, and don't forget the fact that, you know, you still have to live, you know, his teenage life and enjoy that. But at the same time, when he's on that field, just know that there's, you know, so many other teenagers or even kids younger than him that's looking up to him. So you have to enjoy and you have to show those kids that, you know, you enjoy every day. But at the same time, you're working hard because, you know, the sky is the limit. I know, you know, it's said a lot, but there's so much that you can get, and this is the best environment. You know, I've been on many teams in MLS, and this is really the best environment for you to be in, to grow and, you know, to move on to wherever you're going to go later on. But this is the best place for you.
Hey, Kai, you mentioned Davies. He's still a kid. He's still having his corn pops. He's still, you know, wanting to be a teenager. But have you seen as a teammate him doing a pretty good job at keeping both feet firmly planted on the ground?
Oh, definitely. Definitely 100%. And if he doesn't, you know, that's why I'm around here, not just to play, but, you know, to smack him in the back of the head and wake him up because, you know, there's so many people that want to be in his shoes. And, you know, that's definitely the thing that he's not one of those players that, you know, because of all the fame and all the names and everything that people have been saying about him, that he loses sight of his goals. And that's what's good about him. He's humble. He's working hard. And then he's picking up the balls after everybody's done training too. So that's one of the things that when somebody can do that, then you definitely know that, you know, they're in for the long run. It's not just in there just to enjoy, you know, the limelight at the moment.
A few more moments here with Kai Kamara from the Vancouver Whitecaps. They're in Toronto getting set for the second and final leg of the Canadian Championship tomorrow at BMO Field. Kai, you scored in Portland against the Timbers on Saturday. That's a rare road win in that stadium for the Whitecaps, or any team for that matter. Now you're going into Toronto, fresh still in the memory bank, that 2-2 draw you had at home against TFC. How important is to, or is it important at all to build on the momentum and at the same time
Sorry, guys. One second. The hotel, something is going on loud.
What, do you got a fire alarm there, or what's going on?
What's the sound? Can you guys hear it?
Not at all.
If you can't, I'm good.
Okay, good. Just okay. Just get ready to hit mute if it really starts to alarm. No, what I was going to say was, do you take these matches as momentum going into the game, or do you take especially that finish and end result against Toronto as a disheartening feeling and thinking almost revenge when you step onto the pitch tomorrow night against TFC?
No, it's momentum, definitely, because at this point of the season right now, you know, going into the summer, heading into the fall, it's momentum. And, you know, every game, whether it's cup game or league game, you know, helps us out towards the next game, because, you know, it's about the playoffs also, which we want to make it to. And we use these cup games, you know, many players don't get to play that many, you know, minutes during the season. And, you know, some of us get, you know, mixed times in playing between, you know, the regular season games and cup games. And every game is momentum now, because if we, you know, we keep the ball rolling and we can continue to get points, we count all these points, whether or not it's just, you know, the cup games right now, obviously playing Toronto. But if we get this win, it's still 3 points for us and 3 points that comes with a trophy. But at the same time, you know, it gives us momentum to be, you know, going into the next game. So that's what that Portland game was. You know, really good character, really good building that we took from the Toronto game, the second half of the Toronto game into Portland. And hopefully, you know, we've taken the same thing from this Portland game and coming over here and being ready for the game tomorrow.
Kai, before we let you go, Kendall, as you mentioned, is the captain of this team, but you are also a veteran of the MLS, so you have a voice and an ability to speak to your teammates. Discipline has to be one important factor for your team moving forward. We all remember the red card against Toronto back on Wednesday, and it's also been a bit of a talking point for this team throughout the regular season as well. How important will it be just to make sure you're not in a position where an MLS official, for example, can make an ability to give you a red card, for example?
Yeah,
you just have to stay
disciplined,
even when challenging plays.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, I'm one of the leaders of this team, you know, being in the MLS for so long. But at the same time, you know, we respect each other as teammates. We want to battle. We want to fight for each other. You know, we don't want to put the team in any position, you know, to be a man down. That's one of the most important message that we give out in the locker room before heading out to the game is, no matter what the battle is, we want to finish, you know, the game with 11 players on the field. Some officiating we're not able to control, you know, it's been frustrating. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, going into this game, we know how important it is, and we're definitely going to, you know, make sure or try to make sure that we keep, you know, 11 players so we're able to compete, you know, with Toronto from minute one to, you know, to whether or not we go to, you know, extra time. But, yeah, discipline is something that's been preached over and over. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, also the guys that's been, you know, getting these red cards, you know, Effie Juarez and Felipe are also one of the leaders of this team, but they're not doing it, you know, being silly or stupid. They're just trying to compete, and it just happens, you know, at the wrong time.
Anything can happen in the moment. We understand that. Hey, Kai, thanks so much for giving us some time here this morning, and best of luck tomorrow night as you and your team look to win the Canadian Championship in Toronto.
Thank you guys very much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Kai.
That is Kai Kamara, star forward for the Whitecaps. Sportsnet 650.